Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Bought it. But the reason that I don't jump on initial public offerings is because I know a little too much about them. And I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not a tech guy. So, you know, should I have bought Snap when it came out? Well, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. The jury is still out, although it appears to be going in the direction of many others. But I did a little research for this, and Larry Swidrow actually wrote about this on CBS Money Watch a while back, and he quoted some studies. So allow me, if I may, to help you, because even though IPOs are pretty much down, we don't see the same volume of them. All of these companies have great ideas. The question is, will the ideas fly in real life? When Amazon first came out, I said, well, are you serious? You know, you got this auction thing, and I'm going to go online and do all... Look at Amazon. They're like, you know, surpassing almost every company on the planet. Incredible, incredible market share. Well, here's what Swidrow said. Professor Jay Ritter of the University of Florida has done several studies on IPO performance. His most recent, covering the period 1970 through 2010, compared IPOs to similar listed stocks and found that the equal-weighted returns were minus 4.8% for the first year. That means if you bought all the IPOs that came out in the year and an equal weighting, you got minus 4.8% the first year. And it got better. No, it didn't get better the second year. It got worse by double. Minus 8.1% through the second year and minus 3.3% through the first 5 years. Clearly, investors were not rewarded for taking a very, very high level of risk. Not all IPOs make money. A lot of them are hyped up by the brokerage firms and the underwriters and all that stuff. And as I said, most all of them have got a story, and you can flower up that story a lot of different ways. And some of the stories are true, and many times they do get gobbled up at cents on the dollar because they don't take off. But if you want to know what's going on in that arena, if you will, Swidrow quoted two different causes here: the lottery effect and the winner's curse. So here's what he says about the lottery effect. Investors have a preference for skewness in returns. They're willing to accept a higher probability of a below average return to have the small chance of earning an outsized return if they find the next Google. That is what is often referred to as the lottery effect. Yeah, I buy a lottery ticket every once in a while. I say I throw a buck on the table. If I lose the buck, no big deal. If I win $100 million, big deal. The lottery effect. The problem is, like, I've got a chance of 1 in 200 million to win that lottery with every ticket I buy. So it's a huge, humongous gamble that loses 99.999% of the time. But for that one extremely lucky individual, there you have it. Well, I don't know if the odds are that bad with an IPO, but they ain't good. Next, the winner's curse, he says, as an example. He says this: let's say you have to guess the number of jelly beans in a jar. If you average together the guesses of a large crowd, it usually ends up being very close to the actual number. While some of the individual guesses can be off by a wide margin, the really low guesses offset the really high guesses. But now imagine this group in the context of an auction. Averaging together the max prices each individual would pay for an item would give you a very close approximation of the item's true value. However, that's not the way an auction works. The person winning the auction is the one willing to bid the highest, which is obviously higher than the average price. And that's the way the stock market works. So it's the greater fool theory. Now, sometimes companies like Facebook really take off, although shortly after the IPO, they did decline. A lot of people were going, oh, man, I lost my shorts on this and sold out. Only to, had they have hung in, they would be doing significantly better. So I continued to look into this because I'm fascinated by it. And I read Ben Carlson, The Downfall of the Popular IPO. And he went to name some several IPOs and the prices, by the way. He wrote this back, I don't know, a month or two ago. And a lot of these failed companies or failing companies, stock prices are even lower than they were like in March or April. So you can understand the risk associated with being wrong. When he looked at Facebook, by the way, It had gone up from its IPO offering price 260%. I think today it's closer to 360%. I mean, it's pretty phenomenal what Facebook has done. But let's go back to Groupon. If you wouldn't have gotten in on day one, because none of us get in on day one, that's only the best clients at, you know, Goldman Sachs that get those initial public offering prices. They usually get bid up the first day, and then they start to crater. Groupon's IPO price, closing price the first day, $26.11. It's down at least 85% since then. Zynga's down at least 71%. GoPro down at least 74%. Pandora down at least 33%. I think it's closer to 40, actually. Twitter down 66% or more. Fitbit down 80. Lending Club down almost 80. Facebook and Alibaba were the two that actually made money. Alibaba, 10% since its offering price. That's it. Facebook, like I said, about 300%. So you don't really get rewarded for the risk that you take when you buy an initial public offering. So caveat emptor. Look it up. I'll be back. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE, now available in Montana. Call 855-90-BIBLE.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm. But even then, he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
So I've been doing a lot of mentoring lately. I tell you a lot about the mentoring I do in the financial services side of the house, but I do some mentoring in the music and entertainment business as well. And in fact, just yesterday I went to watch a Beatles knockoff band that I am now, I don't know if I'm their manager. I'm their George Martin or Brian Epstein, you think? I don't know. But these are young kids. I mean, they're like, you know, they're in college. They're like seniors in college. They're fantastic musicians. I mean, just really, really outstanding musicians. So when I was talking to them, and you know, it's Martine, who's a tremendous bass player, guitar player, decent singer, really a very, very nice young man, and Katie, who's got a great voice, jazz singer. They all have, like, degrees in music, and they're brilliant. Josh, I've never seen a 21-year-old guitar picker like this guy. He is wicked good. And Carlos, and these are all, they're fantastic. Anyway, so they asked me if I would kind of, you know, be their George Martin and Brian Epstein. I said, I don't know about that. I would never be in that league, but I'm happy to listen and give you some pointers here and there. So afterwards, I said, well, let me ask you, you know, you guys have got, you know, these great degrees and all that. What are you thinking about saving money for retirement? That's my real profession. That's what I know. I don't know the music business nearly as well as I know the retirement business. And, you know, the guy in the group, Martine, basically says, I got plenty of time for that. And Katie says, well, yeah, that's kind of a cool idea. Wouldn't it be neat to save some money? And so I taught them a little bit about compound interest by giving them this example. And for all parents and grandparents, you may want to quote this example. So I will put their names in, but they're obviously not a party to this example. So you have two investors. You have Martine and you have Katie, both very talented musicians, and both go out into the world and they're making $100,000 a year. Martine says, you know what, Ray, you're right. I can afford to invest 10% of my $100,000 into a retirement account. So he does that starting at age 25, I'll make him 25, all the way out to age 65, and he gets a 7% return. You may want to write this number down. So he invests 10% of his $100,000, gets 7%. At age 65, he has $2,071,270. Not bad. Not bad. Katie, on the other hand, says, well, wait a minute. She decides that she wants to salt away 20% of her $100,000 because she said, I might want to retire early. Huh, sounds reasonable. They're both 25. They're both young. They're both making a lot of money for young people. And she says, you know what? I'm young. I can part with 20%. It's not going to kill me. And I'll figure out a way not to blow the other money. So Katie goes out and invests the same, the 20%, $20,000 a year. And by the time Katie is age 50, she has $1,081,209 in her retirement plan. She calls me up and says, you know what? I'm not going to retire early. I'm kind of having fun being the jazz singer that I am. But I would like to have a little more fun because this is becoming a lot of work. What would you think if I stopped putting money away into my retirement account? And I say, well, that's all right. Just leave it alone. You've already got $1 million stashed away. By the time Katie is 65, she has $3,258,993. In other words, she's got a third more money stashed away, and she saved for 15 years less than her counterpart. So could she retire early? Sure, if she wanted to. But this, in explaining it to them, is this magic of compounding. Many of us have young children or grandchildren that are in their teens and 20s, and now is the time for us to convince them that they should be saving for an early retirement, recognizing that they're probably not going to retire early and they're probably not going to have enough money accumulated to retire early. But if you teach them the magic lesson of compounding, I've written about like 20-year-olds or 21-year-olds, twin brothers or sisters, both starting out with their savings, and one decided to save for 10 years and stop, and the other one waited for 10 years and started saving for the next 35 years. And the one that started early and stopped ended up with slightly more money than the person that saved for 35 years after that. I mean, it's the magic of compounding. In the context, for those of us that are nearer retirement, there's also a few lessons to be learned here. And that is, early on in our careers, we can tolerate big declines in our investment portfolio because we don't have all that much money, quote, at risk. But as we amass more and more and more money, savings becomes less critical than the rate of return we get on our investments. And this is why when I talk about entering retirement with a lower amount of stock in the mix, and then adding stock, that glide path we talked about last week, where you actually start out in retirement with a lower amount of stock, like the normal glide path for a target date fund. Nothing wrong with that. I'll come back to target date funds in a minute. But if all you have are funds in a target date fund, it's not so bad to be reducing the amount of stock leading up to retirement. But from that point forward, it's probably better to increase the allocation of stock because the shock of a loss early in retirement is devastating. So when you're young, it's save as much as you possibly can and invest as aggressively as you possibly can. As you grow older, start retirement with a low allocation to stock because a 57% decline versus a 27% decline could be the difference between retiring and having to work an extra 10 years. And if you don't believe me, ask someone. Ask someone that was contemplating retirement back in 2008 and suffered a 50 or 60% decline in their portfolio. I can almost assure you, it's almost 10 years later, and they're probably still working. The magic of compounding over time. Teach Your Children. Pretty cool song, too. Teach Your Children Well. We'll be back with more of the Ray Lucia Show. Make sure you stick around.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
It is the Ray Lucia Show, helping you to make better money moves. You know, earlier I brought up Plan B. I bring it up a lot because earlier in the day, I was talking about some of the economists that are predicting a recession. Of course, we've been talking about this for years now. Every recession we have for the next 5-10 years, we talk about the next one, that we're on the precipice of yet another one. Well, I don't know if we are or we aren't. I just always want to be prepared, and you should be as well. So I've been asked, all right, so what is Plan B? Well, let's go back a bit and let's talk about a recession. If you run into an economy that doesn't grow for 2 quarters in a row, negative growth, that's deemed a recession. And besides all the bad media press, it pretty much means your stock market's going to crater, but also interest rates are going to crater, and it's going to be rough going for a while. That's why the Federal Reserve would love to have higher interest rates right now without it affecting the economy. So they've got that potential tool in their toolkit to lower them when and if we run into a recession. But for me, I always look at it from a couple of different standpoints, or make it 3 standpoints. We're either going to stay status quo, like everything keeps going the way it's going. And of course, it never stays exactly status quo, but you can stay status quo for quite a long while. We've been in one of these bull markets for quite a long while. You will go into a recession, or you might have inflation. So the economy either heats up too fast or slows down too slow, or everything stays the same. Isn't that pretty much what you can face? And so I've written about this before, and what's really interesting is you can address all of these scenarios as part of your plan. I call it Plan B, but it really is Plan A, because Plan A takes into account Plan B. And I've described it in the form of a barbell. I don't know if that's a good or a bad visual, but it was the right one for me. Because when I think of a barbell, I think of heavy weight. And there is a heavy weight on one side of that bell. We'll call that deflation. Deflation really is recession, where things slow down or there's disinflation. Prices aren't going up necessarily. They may be tailing down a little bit or a lot in a depression. And then on the other side of the barbell, that heavy weight represents a growing economy, perhaps growing a little too fast, heating up and causing inflation. It's one of the Fed's primary targets for what they are supposed to be managing, full employment and inflation, right? Well, I think they got to the full employment thing. I think we're there. What is it, 4.3%? So we have full employment. Now they're concerned about inflation. No, they're still trying to manufacture some. But presumably, if everything works the way they claim in Econ 101, sooner or later, you have inflation. And to the extent that you do, you now have heavy weight on one side of the bar. We'll call that a risk that must be managed. And then you have the heavy weight on the other side of the bar, a risk that must be managed. And the bar itself is status quo. you know, it's pretty well balanced out. You got the weight on both sides. You got it managed. And that's where we sit today. So how do you create a strategy that if, in fact, we go south and have a recession, you're not going to panic? Because remember, the number one goal is in investing, I should say, is to stay invested and have your income streams managed appropriately so that you do not have to sell stuff when stuff is down. You do not have to sell stuff when stuff is down. Now, remember, I am not speaking to you as a portfolio manager. A portfolio manager does have to sell stuff when stuff is down. I'm speaking to you from a global perspective, looking at your entire portfolio, not any one specific asset. That's a whole different game. I did it for years. It is not easy. And most of the time, even the pros have difficulty, you know, selling their winners and keeping their losers, or selling this too soon or whatever. It's really a difficult job, and it requires literally 15, 18 hours a day. It's extremely stressful, extremely stressful. In either event, you don't have to have a stressful life, because you say to yourself, okay, what happens in a recession? Interest rates typically come down. Therefore, if I have some sort of fixed, guaranteed income stream, that's tantamount to getting a raise each year, isn't it? In a declining interest rate environment. If you could have locked in back in the year 2000, a 15-year whatever CD at 7%, you would have been smiling all the way to the bank for the subsequent 15 years. And you could have done that, by the way. You could have done that, because as interest rates were going down and down and down and down, you'd have been sitting on what was tantamount to a return that's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 times greater than you could have gotten in the short markets. Big smile on your face, no question about it. Just like if you bought a 30-year bond back when interest rates were 16%. Yeah, wouldn't that have been nice? And as a retiree, you would have loved that. You would have been laughing at all of your fellow people that had bought 1 and 2 year CDs at 15-16%, and then they renewed and they started renewing at 8, then at 6, then at 3, then at 1, then at 0.5%. So the way you stave off the recession side is you invest in asset classes that are fixed, that are guaranteed, that will produce an income stream over the long haul. They can be bonds, government bonds. They can be annuities and insurance products. All of the above fit into that side of the so-called barbell. Then you go to the other side, and that's the inflation component. Frankly, stocks are pretty resilient to reasonable inflation. Inflation, if it shoots up rapidly to 5-6% in a couple of months, yeah, that's going to have a pretty devastating short-term effect on the stock market. But what is inflation? Inflation means you've got, you know, too much money chasing too few goods, et cetera, right? So what happens is all of a sudden companies have a little more pricing power. So as long as it's not hyper or really aggressive inflation, stocks are fine. Real estate, in my opinion, is a little bit better, because with real estate, you get the advantage of leverage. If you have a 30-year fixed rate loan on your home, for example, and prices go up, even if interest rates go up, but you locked into a 4% interest rate, you are loving life, because you get positive leverage because you borrowed money at 4 and the capitalization rate on your real estate is now 6 or 7%. You're making money on the money that you borrowed by doing that, because you bought a $500,000 piece of property, you put a $300,000 loan on it, you locked it in at, you know, 4%, and you got a 10% appreciation on the $500,000 property. That's $50,000. And you borrowed $300,000 at 4%. That's like 12 grand. You turn 12 grand into 50? That's a pretty good return. So you own real estate and stocks. Yeah, you know, some people own commodities, gold and so forth. It's okay. You know, a few percentage points, not much. But real estate and stocks. And then your status quo, the bar itself, is the simplest part of this. And that is your strategy for how you tap into your money. Now, it sounds simple on the surface, but it gets a tiny bit more complicated. We'll have to cover asset location and tax management at a different time. But just remember, lifting the heavy weight of recession and inflation on your portfolio. Back with a business spotlight. Stick around. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occur when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
That was not the group that I was mentoring this past week. I wish. But before I go to the business spotlight, I just want to make sure that everybody gets this. I'll give you a couple of examples of things that you could do. For example, you go back 10, 15, 20 years, you say, oh, don't put money in a bank, and save in mutual funds. Today, that safe money doesn't earn you much. And one of the best things you can do is apply that money toward your mortgage the closer you are to retirement. Because remember, once you're 62, you put that reverse mortgage line of credit on there, and you've got access to leveraged capital that can solve a lot of problems in retirement. Sequence of return risk, buying a vacation home or a retirement home, or giving you the ability to draw from it as an emergency fund anyway. So that's one idea. Clearly, purchasing some kind of health care protection, long-term care, a linked benefits plan, something like that. Taking advantage right now of health savings accounts. I said earlier, best bar none retirement plan. Yeah. You max fund your health savings account. You max fund it, and then you pay for your little Mickey Mouse, prescriptions and all that stuff out of pocket. You don't get the deduction now, but all of that money in the health savings account gets to grow, and then later on, after it's compounded for the next 10, 20, 30 years, you take all those receipts, got to keep them, and you go post them to your health savings account. You get a big check in retirement, tax-free, for all of those expenses that were not deductible, and any other monies that you spend on health care. It's only if you spend the money post-65 for retirement that you have to pay taxes on that money, but most of us will have the health care expenses anyway and get all of that money tax-free. So you do that. You purchase an annuity. The list goes on and on. You get your glide path right. This is where a really talented best practices financial advisor can help you solve the retirement dilemma, which is, what do I do for my plan B? All right, hit it, fellas. Let's see if we can get to the business spotlight here. There we go. Joining me on the show, we have Mary Lynn. Mary Lynn, reading your bio and all that stuff, I'm A, fascinated, because so many of our viewers and listeners are thinking, boy, wouldn't it be nice to write a book without really knowing how to do it? I've written three, and I'm still not sure I know how to do it, because I teamed up with somebody like yourself, and thank God I did, because my English sometimes are terrible. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Ray. Thanks so much for having me on. It's a learning process, you know.
It is a pleasure. Now, when people want to sit down and write their memoirs or they want to write a book, I would love to write a book, for example, about my 92-year-old father and the stories that he's told us about the military and all of that. What's the best way to go about doing that?
Well, I think the best way is to get a tape recorder and have him talk into that, or have one nearby if it's, you know, if he's nervous about talking on tape. And then you can, from there, you can do a lot of transcription and then ask him other questions and write stuff down. But a tape recorder is the best way to do it, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure, too, because that's exactly how I wrote my first three books that I wrote. A fine gentleman by the name of Dale Featherling would record me. He'd go to my workshops. He'd record them. Didn't matter. It was open mic all the time. You had to be careful what you say on an open mic. Most of us in the media business have learned that sometimes the hard way.
So then
they should probably get it recorded. But then don't they need to take it to somebody that can get it organized and make it sound good?
Yes, you need a content editor, and then you need a copy editor, and then you need a proofreader. But if you can't do any of that, then you get yourself a good ghostwriter. I did that with my mom's book.
Oh, that's cool. So you've already done this. What is winecountrywriter.com?
Right, that's my website, and my email is right now mlarchibald@mac.com because I'm having issues with my Mary Lynn one.
Well,
you know,
but people can check you out at winecountrywriter.com. What does wine country have to do with anything?
Yeah, well, I live in the wine country. I live in Healdsburg, California.
Oh, I love that place. Oh, man.
We've spent
some really, really fun weekends in Healdsburg. And when we drove over to the Coppola Winery and had dinner over there. I saw Francis Ford Coppola there. Oh, it was just a great spot.
I've seen him there, too. Yeah. Great. Yeah, it's a wonderful place.
Well, you've got a book. You've got a book that you're writing. Tell me about Sir, I'm Not That Kind of Girl, or Goody Two Shoes Goes to Town. What is that all about?
Well, it is a contrast between my early conventional idyllic childhood and my time in San Francisco when I was a chorus girl, a switchboard operator, a sales clerk, a model, and a Miss San Francisco contestant.
Wow.
I made it to the finals anyway.
Very, very interesting. Well, I'd love to talk more with you. Folks, go to winecountrywriter.com. That's winecountrywriter.com. Or you can send her an email at marylynn@winecountrywriter.com. Get on the list. I want to read that book. As soon as it comes out, make sure you send it to me. Thank you very much for joining us. If you're thinking about writing a book, you may want to get a hold of Mary Lynn or someone that can help you with it, because I can tell you firsthand what she just said is absolutely true. Having you record your thoughts and letting someone that knows what they're doing, in my case, it wasn't much of a ghostwriter because he appeared on the byline with me. It was so good. So, so good. Dale Featherling, rest his soul. All right. Do we have time to do some emails here, guys?
A quick one?
Yeah. Okay, hit it. Let's see if I can get to Rose real fast. I've heard you mention RMD option called a qualified charitable distribution strategy. Can you explain it? A charitable distribution strategy using your IRA means in lieu of taking your required minimum distribution, you can send that money directly to a charity and you don't have to report anything. It's pretty slick, it's pretty simple, and it's a way for you. So many people don't spend their required minimum distribution. In fact, I reported last week that the studies have come in and you only spend 1% of the average 4 or 5% distribution. So check it out, Rose, with your financial advisor. I am out of time. If you want to email me, go to raylucia.com. That's L-U-C-I-A. com. Now go out and make it a fabulous day. God bless you all, and bye-bye. Ooh, ooh.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at RayLucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.